time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
The pendulum swings the other way. The shoe is on the other foot. What else can I say? It's just a good old-fashioned boat race. That's what happened Wednesday night at American Family Field. Brewers win 9-0 over the Pirates rubber match this afternoon.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. And on this Thursday morning, we've got Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold. Morning, Matt.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, so how about the flip-flop? I want some credit for this. I said yesterday on the air after the Brewers got beat 12-2 in a laughable game Tuesday night, I said, watch this, because I've been this fan. Pittsburgh to be disappointed tomorrow night when their team can't scrape out one run. And sure enough.
How about it? No, it's not good for our quality of life, I can tell you that. But no, this team is resilient, man. It's neat. We don't lose a lot of games like that. You know, it feels like we've been in most games, knock on wood, throughout the season. And Murph does a great job, obviously, keeping the guys ready to go. You know, and having a game like that is a little bit of an anomaly. And I think they came out yesterday with a chip on their shoulder. And it certainly showed at the end of the day for us.
So Murphy gave away T-shirts to the team that say Undaunted on them. Are you going to wear an Undaunted T-shirt when you draft on Sunday?
sure. Yeah, I'm all about a free shirt. So, no, I'll
wherever they're handing them out.
No problem. As long as it's got a Brewers logo on it. We actually, usually for the draft, we wear a suit and tie. You know, we get pretty formal. I think we might have loosened up maybe no tie this year, getting a little more casual. But, no, we try to do at least the first day pretty formal in the draft for dress code.
I really sincerely mean this. In pro sports, as general manager, you've got the toughest job of anybody. First of all, you got, what is it, 4 picks day one? I mean, if you're in the NBA, you're done. Right. You have so many more to go. On top of that, you're drafting teenagers who you might not see at the big league level for 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, we try to put as much art and science together to make a good decision every year. I mean, it really is tough. And I think our guys, Todd Johnson and the guys, do a great job pulling the board together. You know, I just usually poke holes and ask a lot of questions along the way, honestly. But we have a tremendous group of scouts. All of our supervisors are in town right now. So, it is a tough job. You know, but we're trying to predict the future and, just stack the odds in our favor, honestly. And we've had some, hopefully knock on wood, we've had some pretty good results there.
So who are you picking?
Yeah. Tell us exactly your first, just your first 4 guys.
We're gonna shoot for just taking the best player on the board. Don't overthink it. Don't overthink it.
What do you have, like a war room with like different scenarios? Do you have to have one of those where like, okay, if this kid falls here, this is what happens there, like, or is it just a list 1 through 100 of the best player to the worst player?
Yeah, absolutely. No, we run through as many different iterations of the draft, you know, in advance as we can. And sometimes you get your pocket pick, but it prepares you for the real deal. And so I can't even tell you how many times you've been in the room and you literally have the folder of the player you're about to pick, and then it goes, and you got to be ready for the next one. You know, you can't just get caught without a plan, you know. So again, our guys do a really good job preparing for that in advance as much as we possibly can.
Does money ever have to play a role? Like, really like the player, but knowing that they might ask for more money or you might have to shell out more to start for that player, would that decide on a pick?
Yeah, always. You know, sometimes there's different agents that have different expectations or a strong commitment to a school, whatever that might be, that'll pull a kid. You know, maybe there's an agreement potentially behind you that you have to try to navigate. In some cases, we'll just take the player, and worry about that later. In some cases, you don't want to mess with that and just take the next player, especially if the valuation is pretty close. You know, between the two, but no, it's certainly a lot of fun and, it's high leverage for sure.
Well, best of luck in that draft as the Brewers make their way toward the All-Star break. I hope you get a day off in there somewhere, Matt.
Nah, that's overrated. Nah. No, I appreciate you guys.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Brewers and Pirates this afternoon from American Family Field.
I haven't had a muffin yet, Matt.